Blog Talk Radio.
Ramadan Mubarak. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Assalamu alaikum. And I open with the name of God, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Tonight's program, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, is at a new time for the month of Ramadan. And this program features your host, Mark Shaheed and Quran Shakir. I am Quran Shakir, and it is my pleasure to serve as today's engineer, co-producer, and co-host. Just a reminder to IWDM listeners, this is a learning lab, and we hope you are in the learning mode. If so, please grab a pen and pad and journey with us to explore and examine and dialogue about Ramadan and marriage, Ramadan and courtship. While we're making our introductions and opening announcements, please share the joy of this program by letting your family and friends know that you are listening to IWDM, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. To do that, you can send a text, make a post, or invite them to join you at 714-816-73. And now, without further ado, it is my distinct honor and pleasure to present my co-host, Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and Ramadan Mubarak to you, Quran Shakir, and to the IWDM radio listening audience. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak. That is, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed in this blessed month of Ramadan, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. And Marsha, he's the host, facilitator, and also producer, along with Quran Shakir. And we come to you in this special time, special edition, as Quran has already said, of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, respecting the believers and the time for them to break the fast, make the Salat to Maghrib, and for the iftars with their family and also community. And want to just remind you that we will be utilizing this time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast time, only during the month of Ramadan. So please, as we'll have a couple more productions in this month to get this information out to your family and friends and community members. Want to say to those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, Quran and I want you to know that this is your learning lab, and we do invite you to ask questions or make comments on any information, the education we try to disseminate on this production of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And for those of you who may be listening in by way of the internet, as Quran has already said, you will have to dial in 714-816-4673 and ask your question or make your comment. And you can do that by pressing 1. We want to also say that we have established some staples here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, as we use as a foundation and as the source for a lot of the information that we disseminate here on the Learning Lab. Al-Quran, the life example of the Prophet in the demonstration of the Quran, and the Tafsir, the clear explanation of it all by our beloved leader, Imam Warth Uddin Muhammad. And so we have this special production Fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran is the theme for these learning labs and also for the MGM roundtable. But we have a subtopic, and that subtopic is how does Ramadan positively impact and benefit the courtship and marriage life? Yes, you heard it. How does Ramadan positively impact and also benefit courtship and marriage life? And we began last week, Quran, I think, was off to a good start. We're given some basic and fundamental things. And tonight, I would like to look at in the Quran, before I do that, if you have some notes that you would like to share with our radio listening audience in terms of some type of summarizing some of the things that you thought was important. At this time, I'll yield to you, and then we'll proceed with the learning lab. Back to you, Quran. It's good to hear your voice always, and assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Yes, well, alaikum assalam and Ramadan Mubarak. And it was so wonderful last week as we had just been in the first 10 days of Ramadan, and now we are in the second 10 days of Ramadan. And so our discussion last week, for those of you who were not here, we looked at a number of wonderful things that Allah has offered to us in this month of Ramadan. And as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us that fasting is a prescription for us. And he says that it is a prescription so that we may learn that the boom, and that is a form of taqwa. And we talked about how this idea of tatakum is a necessity for seeking a mate. And we asked, what is taqwa, what is reverence, and what is remembrance of the Creator? And so we looked at the importance of, in our relationships, we have to have this remembrance of Allah, this reverence for Allah, in order for the relationship to thrive and to grow. We also looked at the importance of being merciful and being forgiving, like we want Allah to be with us in our relationships. And so we looked at the lessons we learned regarding being merciful and being forgiveness, especially as we are reading the Quran and using it as the foundation for building the fast itself and helping us to build a character that we need in this month of Ramadan. And while this is a time that we are abstaining from food and drink during the month of Ramadan, it is also a time that we're building our spirituality and our connectedness with Allah. And that is our road to finding this tatakum. So we looked at ingesting and digesting the Quran. So in that, we are looking at more than just reading words on a page, kalaf at the end. We're looking at ingesting it. So as we take it in, we read the Quran, then we have discussions with others about the Quran. We thought that this was a wonderful way, especially for those who are seeking a mate, to have dialogue with those who you may find to be a potential mate. Have dialogue about what the day's reading was about. That will also help you to gauge their level of understanding, your ability to communicate with one another about religion, and ways that you can groom and grow a relationship or not. So remember, you're in the fact-finding mode when you're searching for a mate. So all you're doing is gathering data, getting facts. So you're looking at how well do they communicate when it comes to this aspect of religious life and religious practice. We looked at everything in this month being amplified in terms of our barakat in Ramadan. So it's a great time for us to use the month of Ramadan as a time to be generous with others, but also make it an opportunity for, if you're married as a couple, do generous things together, do charitable works together. But if you're seeking a mate, then this may be a great time for you and that potential mate then to do these charitable works together, but you get to observe and see and how well are they at being charitable. What is their take on charitability and their ability to give charity? And then you can just use that as an opportunity to observe. And my final comment is that we looked at when you're in courtship, what you're doing is looking at that person. But Ramadan heightens our search and help us to discover the heart of a potential mate. And we observe how they serve Allah in this month of Ramadan. How are their prayers? How are their temperaments? Because they're fasting, it shows you a lot about that. How is their discipline and their ability to respond to the call when asked to do a duty that Allah has asked them to do? And as we mentioned earlier, how charitable are they? And while there were many things we covered, I think these are the highlights of that conversation last week. And we look forward to diving into our conversation this week with all of you about how Ramadan positively impacts and benefits the courtship and the married life. Thank you so much, Mark, and I give it back to you.
Alhamdulillah, I want to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, excellent, excellent. Boy, I tell you, you cease to amaze me, Quran Shakir, excellent summary of some of the highlights, and you can assess it in its totality and going back into the archives, and Quran will give you that information. But she really gave some great highlights. And the last remarks that you made, this kind of is a lead to what it is that we want to talk about this week in terms of seeing how Ramadan can positively impact and also benefit courtship and marriage life. I know that sounds a little strange to you. You say, wow, well, you're including courtship. Yeah, well, this is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. So please make sure that you have an open mind, open heart, and you always should bring to the Learning Lab your pen and pad. Perchance there will be some noteworthy things that can and will be said that you want to jot down, and you want to press one. And Karan and I, we love engaging audience, meaning that will be some questions or there'll be some comments that you would like to make. Or the third leg is that you listen and you really are enjoying and what is being said is resonating with you. We want to hear from you. You can do that by pressing one. Let us know that you have your hand up. So, you know, Quran, I was looking at in terms of chemistry, which is a strong mutual attraction that two people have for each other. So in this courtship phase, oftentimes chemistry is looked upon in terms of, as Quran said earlier, in terms of the physicality of a person or what. But in terms of what it was we discussed last week, in terms of being conscious of God's word, will, and way, and this is the type of person that if you're in the courtship phase, you should be looking for someone that's displaying taqwa in their life, as we just said about tatakakun, which is a derivative of that word taqwa. And so chemistry can be in the form of what mutually attract you to someone as a potential mate is a person that's not only consciously regardful of God, but you being consciously regardful of God. This can be a strong mutual attraction, and oftentimes it could be seen in the community. And then an observation of them in this blessed month of Ramadan, you see them trying to do as much as they can to be helpful to others, understanding and realizing, as Quran said earlier, that everything is amplified, everything is multiplied in doing the good deeds, being more charitable. You may see them feeding the poor. You may see them giving dates or water to a member, a pioneer, in terms of breaking the fast. You might say, well, why is that so important? Well, you've seen the level of consciousness, being conscious, regardful of God, in terms of being thoughtful and considerate and caring for others. This is very, very important because we should see the best character in the month of Ramadan, and particularly those who say they are believers. When you say you're a believer, Allah is making an appeal to all you who believe. Fasting is prescribed for you. And so, you know, when you get a prescription and you're actually taking this prescription, as Quran said, we ingesting and digesting, understand it, then it should be an outward show, of that I understand this and it has impacted my life. And so consequently, I am doing all the good that I can. I am looking for opportunities to do good in this blessed month of Ramadan. So for those that are in the courtship phase, hopefully this is something that you can take note. And most certainly, you understand, if that courtship and Allah blesses that relationship to lead into a partnership that we call the sacred institution of marriage, what it is that caught your attention and made you attentive, it should remain in the sacred institution of marriage. That strong mutual attraction, that chemistry, you understand, whereas that you can not only live together, but you can also work together. So you often hear that word, chemistry. And we don't want you to have a narrow mind in terms of how it looks with chemistry, because even sports teams, they may not have as much talent as other teams, but they got good chemistry in terms of working together, together for the whole, in terms of having a winning attitude. So, yes, we want to look at having a winning attitude even in the sacred institution of marriage. Then I can say more about that, but at this time, I'm going to yield to my partner, Quran Shakir, and get her reflections in terms of how this can impact the courtship, but also the partnership. Quran?
Beautiful comments, and I really love that focus on chemistry. And you know, sometimes that chemistry is physical. But really, during Ramadan, our sensitivities are heightened. And with that heightened sensitivity in the program, we were looking at the 25 do's and don'ts. We were talking about them when you are in a relationship to observe and listen to your angels when they speak to you. And because in Ramadan, we have that heightened sensitivity, the angels will really speak to us. Excuse me. And we say that during Ramadan that Shaitan is chained up. And so what we see is the essence of that person. Having Shaitan chained up doesn't mean that you're not going to see any negativity, because sometimes in a person is that. But with Shaitan being chained up and we're looking at a person's essence, then you get to see who they really are. And in seeing that, then you will know that the core of who they are is this person who is genuinely good, or they have some real rough edges that need to be polished or shined. And then you have to decide, can I live with that? Because you're not there to change that about them. You're only there to get that information to determine if you can live with that. So that's a part of that chemistry that you're looking at. Can we really live together and work together with these similarities and whatever the differences are? Can we do that? Wonderful time during Ramadan to make that that observation, because you see the core of someone. And last week we talked about being very careful in this month of seeking a mate during the month, because really our emphasis is on serving and worshiping Allah. And so if we are in the process of serving and worshiping Allah, then we put our energy there. So we're not putting it on really looking at how do we invest in someone else, because really our investment is in Allah. So the chemistry that's being groomed and developed during this time is based on that worship of Allah. And that can be kind of tricky. So that's why it's important for us to have these kinds of conversations to talk about what does that look like for us when we are looking at a potential mate and looking at the possibility of this move into the next level, inshallah, into a partnership. So you look at in your worship, keeping that focus on Allah in your worship, then you're asking Allah to let those angels descend, let them be your friend right there to help guide you through the process, and then ask Allah to really look at letting the angels speak to you and letting you be open to hearing. And I heard you when you said have an open mind and an open heart. So
yes,
in doing that, then that's a great place to begin that process.
Yes, alhamdulillah. That's excellent, advice and excellent commentary to this topic tonight. I want to remind you that if you tune in late, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to a special version of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and the topic for the whole of the month of Ramadan, the theme is fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran, and that topic that we'll have for the remainder of Ramadan, how Ramadan can positively impact and benefit courtship and marriage life. You know, Quran, we've said on here, I know I've said that the sacred institution of marriage is the womb in terms of how love grows and develops. And, you know, I was thinking in terms of some benefits and something that we have discussed on previous episode here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, particularly when we were reviewing the outstanding publication by our beloved sister Rashida, on the Muslim Marriage Makeover, Modeling Muhammad the Prophet, and Making Waves in Your Marriage with the Ripple Effect. And that word ripple actually was an acronym for the various principles that she wanted to highlight. And I recall she using the reference book, The Five Love Languages, and in looking at the positive effect and the benefits in terms of Ramadan on courtship and also marriage life, I began to look at them. And I just thanked Allah, you understand? It's like I opened myself up to Allah's guidance. I always do. I want to say to the radio listening audience, what you hear Quran and I say, this is not rehearsed, and Quran can attest to that, and Allah is my witness. This is not rehearsed. What you hear is what it is that Allah guides us to say, and I'm so thankful and grateful to Allah for His guidance, and I know Quran is too. Words of affirmation. And being God conscious, you know, should help us to have a greater appreciation for what it is that we even see in courtship in that person, words of affirmation. And it should even be personified even that much more in the marriage because, you know, it is the womb and where love really grows, the interaction between husband and wife, whereas you get to know even more about them. And words of affirmation, affirming that person in terms of the good that they do. When we do that, there's barakat. And the barakat in the month of Ramadan are multiplied when you do a good thing. It becomes sadaqa. It becomes a charity. But it's a benefit because we want to encourage our potential mate, or in the case of the sacred institution of marriage, our mate, to continue to do the good things and to continuously grow. So this affinity in the sacred institution of marriage will continuously grow. So Ramadan helps us to be more conscientious and our communication and what it is that we're saying to our mate. It should heighten our awareness of the good. It should not go unnoticed. So words of affirmation, very, very important. And when we look at quality time, well, we've kind of talked about that a little bit, and as Karanne so eloquently just articulated a few minutes ago, we don't deviate from the focus in terms our focus is on the Quran. This is how Allah communicates. This is one of the ways Allah communicates with us in the blessed month of Ramadan. As we read 130, one juice a day for 30 days, it is that Allah is speaking. He is the author of the Quran, and we are the listener, you see. So this is very important to note that our conversation or our time should be spent as husband and wife, or even if you are engaged in getting to know each other, what better time in terms of quality time could be spent in terms of actually having the discussion in terms of the daily juice that both of you have read, either separately or maybe you read it together. Alhamdulillah. Quality time in the month of Ramadan is actually amplified. And when you share what it is that could be a benefit by reading the Quran in that regard to help your mate have a better understanding, this is sadaqah. Once again, it is amplified. It's multiplied. And we've talked about in terms of doing good deeds, whereas we're looking at acts of service. What is it that you can do to help somebody, to make it better for them and all? It doesn't have to be something large, but it's powerful in what it is that you do. Once again, being in the month of Ramadan, it makes you conscious of looking for opportunities, acts of service. Once again, the amplification, the multiplication of barakat is greater in the month of Ramadan. And, of course, we know that gift giving is recommended at the end of Ramadan in the celebration of Eid al-Fitr, a recurring happiness taking us back to our original nature. And we celebrate that as if our Ramadan fast has been accepted in that regard. Once again, there are barakats for that. Now, let me make the exception here when it comes to the fifth of these five love languages. Of course, you can't do that if you're just in the courtship phase in terms of physically touching each other. So let's get this clear so you won't go away saying Mark Shaheed said that. But look, on a higher level, in terms of looking at the engagement, in terms of the Quran, reading the Quran together, studying the Quran together, getting the insight from that potential mate, it can actually touch you. Not physically, but touch you mentally, touch you spiritually, a good feeling. Wow, I didn't know that person, actually Allah had blessed them with this type of insight in terms of the exchange. But and so there is exception because there are restrictions even for the married couple. And this question was asked, Karanne, I got to, and since I'm speaking about it, somebody asked me not too long ago about the question in terms of what is permissible during this month, in terms of what is the parameters, I should say, in this regard. So, you cannot kiss your husband, kiss your wife. You can give them a peck, but it should not be something whereas it is insinuating, implicating that it would lead to conjugal relations. This is a balanced way of life, and so we want you to have a way in terms of balancedly looking at it as it is in terms of abstaining from what it is Allah says we should abstain from. But if it is just a hug, as the Prophet Muhammad has said, that all matters are judged by intention. And Allah, as we've been reading in the Juz thus far, and this reading 22, Allah says that He knows the secrets of the heart. So we can't deceive Allah. So we're doing this for Allah. So we can't deceive Allah. But if you hug your spouse, that's okay. If you give your spouse a peck, that's okay. But if it is, in terms of attention, is one of those long lip lockers or you squeezing, you understand, with the intention of it going further, now you are in violation of the fast. You would have broken your fast. So hopefully the person that asked the question, I asked them to tune in, to listen in, because this is a balanced way, a balanced way of life. And so for those that's in the courtship, then your only touch would be in terms of the abstract touch. When you're touching that person mentally or intellectually, but emotionally, but also spiritually. I think I said enough, Karan. I give it back to you. Alhamdulillah.
Wonderful comments, wonderful. And just what we needed to hear when we talk about the practical application of what Allah has commanded of us in this medicine that He has given us this month of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, Allah says He has described this medicine to us, this month of Ramadan, as a medicine. And He gives us a fixed number of days to observe this fast of Ramadan. So we know that it is not forever, but it is a wonderful 29 to 30 days, those fixed numbers, for us to sharpen the love of Allah and build the relationship. And so when we're looking at the positive effects and the benefits of Ramadan on a marriage or on a relationship, then we see that this increased opportunity to serve Allah can be personified in that marriage, because what Allah does is He gives us increased opportunities to serve Him by being good to each other. And then when you were talking, one thing that came to my mind was, how is love and how is affection grown or developed in a marriage or in a relationship? And, you know, we've talked about before how the word love, habab, comes, it's, this word means seed, and it is something that it grows. So love is something that grows, and if we understand that, then we know we have to water it. We have to feed it. We have to give it sunshine. And there are things you do to give us, to help a seed to grow to its potential. Same thing with our relationships. So it is through the consistent, attentive, caring acts that we do repeatedly that this love is grown. And when the love is grown and we're able to make connections with that other being. And so you talked about quality time, very important. Quality time, acts of service, these things we do with one another, it grooms and grows the relationship. And so we're looking at, in our relationships, what is the communication that we have? And I'm just loving the reading of the Juz from the Quran, because Allah gives us clear communication in there. He doesn't beat around the bush with and talk with us. And so we can use, in our reading, we can use the Quran to be a model for us in our relationships, how we talk to one another. Allah speaks the word straight to the mark. Allah asks questions before He assumes or before He accuses. He asks questions. Those are lessons we can learn in our relationships. So we read our book looking for guidance like that, as well as the guidance that He gives us on our religious worship. But He gives us guidance on our adab. And adab is the manners and the ways that we deal with one another. And then we can look at making connections to understand one another's beliefs and values and make sure they are aligned. Because sometimes you can be two people who have been together for a while, and I'm saying this to our couples who've been together for a while. You can be two people who've been together for a while and because of your exposure to many things in the world, your beliefs and values will begin to evolve and change. And so this is a fine time to sit down and analyze what are our beliefs, what are our values, and you can talk about them based on what Allah tells you in Quran. Imagine a marriage that is groomed based on what Allah says in his book. And where would that relationship go? My goodness. And so as his love and his affection is grown in this because of the interaction that you're having with one another, and you can look at your religious understandings and look at your practical application of Quran and your practical application of worship itself, then you groom and you grow yourselves in the relationship. And then the next thing I want to say, and I do want to remind our listening audience that tonight's program is live, yes. And if you're in the studio and you push one, you can be a part of this conversation. You can ask questions. You can make comments, and we welcome them. And if you're listening online, then you can join us in the studio, and it's real easy. All you have to do is dial 714. Uh-oh, I lost that number.
714-816-4673. 714-816-4673. And press 1.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, Mark is good. He has a good memory. And he's committed to these things. I just love how you can do that.
But for now.
And that's a blessing to be able to
do
that.
It is a blessing. I thank Allah every day for that. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's good. All right, and then I'm going to make this last comment, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you, Mark, unless someone push one on their phone. The other thing is that I love in my own relationship that, you know, in the morning when we are doing suhoor, and we wake each other up, and then after we wake up, and so if you're not married, this is a great thing to do, is to call and remind them, oh, it's time for suhoor and Ramadan Mubarak, and that's it. You know, you just wake them up. That kind of act is a wonderful, caring act that can be done. And then if you want to read the juz together, like you read, you make your prayer, and then you say, okay, after we make prayer, we can read our juz together over the phone. And so you can read the juz of the day where you share and read in sections or share and read in ayats, but you share in that reading. And that exchange is a wonderful exchange. And then the other thing I was thinking about was that you can send an ayat from each day's reading. You know, like that's a text message. Send a text message. Imagine how, I was going to say cute that is. But it's really an inspiring thing, too, to choose an ayat that stood out for you and send that ayat to your potential mate or to your mate. Just send that ayat as a reminder to them of Allah's word for the day. And then if you are away from each other during the day, like if you're at work or something, to send a text to say, mashallah, it's almost prayer time, or even a text message that's a reminder that the breath of the faster is smells wonderful to Allah, alhamdulillah. So, you know, just these wonderful little reminders that we can do for one another to keep us on our deen, as people say, but keep us focused on our religious practices and build the relationship inside of that as itself. So, you know, Ramadan is a great time for us to get closer to Allah and closer to one another.
Yes, you know, alhamdulillah, I say takbir, Allahu Akbar. That's excellent, Quran. Those suggestions, I tell you, wonderful, wonderful suggestions in terms of being reminders for each other. And, you know, radio listening audience is probably going to get tired of Marsha. He say, that's sadaqah too. That's that's charity,
yeah,
too. Barakat, you know, in helping our mate to do the good, or in terms of the practices and all of that, you get rewarded. You get rewarded because this is saying that you're very thoughtful, you're very considerate, you're very sensitive toward the obligation and responsibility that we have as Muslims and all, and you are given reminders. You know, there are sometimes people, you know, they remember themselves, but they don't remind others, you know. And so sometimes it can be very challenging. And so to have that potential mate or mate that will wake you up. And, of course, if you're a potential mate, then that'd be by way of telephone, of course. I don't think I need to say that. But this is a good thing in terms of making the Salat together, Salat to Fajr, reading the Quran, whether it's read before or after Fajr. And Allah tells us in the Quran, it's the best time to read it is in the morn. You know, so if in fact that we're able to do that, then we should do that. And when you can do that together, it is a lot better in terms of sharing the reading, especially I think when you get older, or if you, like Mark Shaheed, you're not able to read at all. So, you know, we should take those things the Quran said into some really serious consideration. I'd like to move this conversation, and then, of course, this Quran keeps saying, and I'm saying to you too, as much as that we like the dialogue with each other, Quran and I love it even more. When you call in and press 1, you might not have a question. And you may not feel like I can add anything to it. But I know those of you out there that's listening in, and you're believers and you're fasting in the month of Ramadan, that if what you're hearing from Quran and myself is just resonating with you, matter of fact, you don't have to say anything. So if you're shy. But if it's resonating with you, at this time, I'm going to just ask you, press 1. I'm going to count to 10, press 1, and just hold it till I get to 10. I'm going to start now. I'm at 5. Okay, I'm at 10. Did we have any people that press 1, current? Anybody?
Wow, not one person plus 1.
Oh, okay,
somebody.
So we're not resonating.
There you go,
okay.
There you go. Yeah, we got somebody.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's
understood. So now, you could either press 1.
Yeah.
But if you press 1, Quran would like to hear from you. We would like to hear from you. What is it that we're saying that's really resonating with you here tonight? And just keep it 1. And Quran, if you have somebody that's still there, that have stayed in the queue, then open their mic and give them opportunity to state what it is that we've said here tonight on this topic in terms of positive impact or benefit that Ramadan can have either in the courtship or the marriage. Quran?
Okay, so just to be clear, for those of you who push 1, if you want to make a comment, then you don't have to do anything. If you don't want to make a comment, push 1 again, and you'll come out of the queue. Otherwise, I'm ready to come to you, and I will now welcome 423-313. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. You are on the air.
You're live on the air. Take it. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. You're live on the air. Maybe take yourself off of mute. Okay.
All right, and maybe they didn't mean to. They were just responding.
Everybody else
did come back out of mute.
Okay. So that number, if you want to have something to say, then you can press 1 and go out, and then press 1 and come back in. Okay, we'd like to hear from you. So, you know, Quran, I want to move this here to something else that kind of really hit me. And it was something that Allah put on my mind and heart in the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. It's the same topic in terms of how Ramadan positively impact and benefit the family life. And, you know, Allah put it on my heart and spirit to see that this could be the same positive impact and benefit in terms of feasting on the Quran, even in Surah Baqarah. which we know, you know, many of the ayats there was revealed there in Medina, where the, you know, the Islamic life was established, and many of the social concerns and everything, Allah addressed them when the Muslims could establish themselves. One of the things that came to my mind that Allah said, in terms of the importance of establishing a bequest, a will, you know, we talk about, you know, loving your family. Loving your family is also securing your family. We don't know when we will transition in life, but we know that we will at some point. It's inevitable. But the importance of that, not only for family, but also for your spouse, and you also for your family, and so that you don't leave your spouse in a predicament, a situation, and you don't leave your family in a situation whereas it can bring chaos, confusion, conflict, argument over what is left. Allah even gives to us how the distribution of what it is that we have left to our spouse and also to family members. And Allah gives it in a fractional part. And if we are able to do the math in terms of fundamental basic math, as you're a school teacher, I still remember how to take a fraction to a decimal, from a decimal to a percentage. And this is what it is that you get. And if we are consciously aware and feasting on the Quran and getting the instructions for the construction of marriage and family life, then at some point we can have a family gathering and we can alert everybody in the family. This is how I'm constructing my will, and it's in accordance with what it is that Allah has instructed. So nobody can be upset with Mark Shaheed, because that's the way I'm going to be doing it. But Allah says, even if I no longer have a physical presence. So Quran, I thought that this would definitely be a benefit as we feast on the Quran in thinking about our spouse, but also our family. Quran?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And I like that, you know, you're looking at what does Allah say to us about the law of taking care of one another. So
yes.
I like the way you said that. And that's what that is. That's what that securing your family is. That's what doing that will is for us. And I love that.
And that's
and then,
a benefit. You know, wouldn't that be a benefit, you know, for now that us, but also for our family? And because we're in the mode of reading the Quran and we're obligated, you know, to as we fast in the month of Ramadan, the theme is while feasting on the Quran, if we haven't done it, you heard it here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. This is the instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we want to always maintain tranquility in the relationship. We want the security, especially as for men, that we are to provide, you understand, in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want the chaos. We don't want the confusion. We don't want the conflict that oftentimes occur if, in fact, that we haven't made a will and we haven't reduced it to writing and we are not fighting, following the guidelines that Allah gives it. Allah is so wise. He's Al-Hakim. He's Al-Alim, knowing, all-knowing. And he's Al-Basir. You know, yeah, he's all-seeing. And he sees what can and will happen. And, you know, we have seen enough of this, you know, and family and community life to say, I am going to be in compliance with what it is Allah has said, and I'm going to let the family know. I don't know when my transition is, but I have constructed in accordance with the Quran. I'll stop there.
That's excellent. Most definitely. And I think that in looking at the will, what I move to also look at is what other guidance does Allah give us for how we can care for ourselves and our families, and begin to look at that as well. And so when you were talking, it reminded me of our of stories that Allah has given us in Quran of different prophets that he sent who had challenges in working with their families, and you know, like Noah and Lut, you know, they had challenges in working with their families. So Allah gives us these examples, and I think that in this month of Ramadan for our couples and for those seeking a mate, this may be a good time for us, as we are reading, to have a little journal with you where you're also noting lessons learned. And that's what you're actually sharing. And another thing that came to my mind when you were talking about the will itself, and I don't know how this came up, but I was like, oh, yeah, you can do that. Also was looking at the attributes of Allah that Allah gives us. So these, because all I kept thinking was, that's practical. Allah gives us how you divide a will, how, and when he did it, it was because of war. And we're in a war right now. We are fighting for our families and fighting for our marriages. So this is the war that we are in now. It's different from the physical battle that the early Muslims had to engage in, but we're still in war. And so we use these lessons in Quran just as advice to from our Creator about dealing in a war. And so we look at the attributes. Is what I was thinking about is that Allah gives us directions on how to fashion ourselves based off of what he has done. And, you know, he's all hearing. So how can we be better at hearing? He's all knowing. How can we be better at seeking knowledge? He's the compassionate, the generous, the giving. And, you know, these are the terms he's bringing up. And we can look at the way he is presenting them to us. And that becomes the example for us. And when we talk about feasting on the Quran, we are not just reading words, as we've said earlier. We are really delving into it and chewing on it and digesting it so that it becomes a natural part of our expressions and how we live our lives in seeking a mate. Just a reminder, dear listeners, you are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and we're looking at how does Ramadan positively impact our marriage relationships and even in our courtship itself. And we invite your comments, your questions. You can push one on your phone, and we will most definitely bring you into the conversation. If you are interested in making a comment or asking a question of us, we welcome it. And if you're listening online, you can join us in the studio at 714-816-4673.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And you know, Quran, even at that, I guess those persons that if they in the courtship, but Mark Shaheed, so well, how does that affect us? Well, you know, in reading the Quran and having open discussion in regards to that, if Allah blessed that relationship to evolve from courtship to partnership, as we say, which is the sacred institution of marriage, then how we respond to that in terms of how important that is says about the consciousness of those two people that are getting to know each other in terms of how it is they look to respond to what it is Allah has said. I think we have to say these things because, you know, love is, in fact, the action word. It's not just a state of being in love or would say, falling in love and just the emotional part of it. But it is an action word, and showing and expressing the love, even in your transitioning, you love your family so, and loves us. And if we love Allah, then we show that by being in accord with His word, His will, and His way for us. And in doing that, we are expressing the love for our spouses in marriage, and we're expressing the love for our family, and we're expressing the love for our community. Because oftentimes, and we have had discussions here, and we have talked about even in terms of even have policy that can actually go to your local masjid, those who have the wherewithal to do that, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of love of your community. I'm just extending out in regards to that. Well, this is a way to continuously get the blessings, the barakats, when you continuously help people, or you make a special donation to the Clara Muhammad schools and all of this. Ramadan is really phenomenal in terms of the heights in which it can take you in terms of your thinking, your sensitivity, your consideration. Mm-hmm. While you're fasting the month of Ramadan, you're feasting on the Quran. Every word that comes from the Quran is vitally, vitally important. And every ayat that we read, as Imam Muhammad said, it's just not a verse. It's an instructing sign. It is a message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, is conveying to us. Are we just taking it in? Are we trying to digest it? Are we chewing on it to make sure you understand the proper digestion and the realization, you understand, the application of it, so that we can have that realization that it is that we're looking for in the marriage life. So this is very important. So I see, you know, Quran, we're right at the top of the hour, and Allah is the best. No, we didn't get any callers, but I'm thinking that whatever callers that we do have, Allah bless us to have, they're taking good notes, and they absorb the information, and we pray that they have benefited from the conversation that you and I have had tonight, and hopefully they've seen the positive effect and also the benefits that Ramadan can have on courtship and also marriage. So at this time, Quran, I want to give you opportunity for your final remarks on tonight's subject, and what would you like to leave with our radio listening audience in terms of how they can get in touch with us and all the other things that you would want our radio listening audience to know. Quran?
Well, I just want to thank our listening audience for joining us and being a part of our dialogue this week. And we look forward to next week, and we ask you to tell a friend or a family member about the program such that they can join you next week as we continue this conversation about Ramadan. We also ask you if you have something you really want us to talk about regarding Ramadan and courtship and marriage, then email us at bringittothelab@gmail.com. We also invite you to like us and follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we are Bring It to the Lab. Now, with that, we also would love for you to go to our post. If you're already liking and following us, go to our post where we've posted about the programs that we're doing and make comments. I listened to the program and I learned this, or I listened to the program and I'm thankful for this, or I want to see more of this. Do that. We welcome that interaction to say it was good, or I want to see more of whatever it is. So definitely do that with us on our program. And thank you so much for being a part of our program. And we look forward to more of this. And thank you. And we say to you, Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay, Quran. Yes, very good. Thank you. And I just want to say to our radio listening audience, excuse me, we ask that you do tune in tomorrow on IWDM Radio for the Salatu Juma with Imam Michael Mikhail Saeed. And that begins at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 Pacific Coast Time. Also, excuse me, the longest running production, Words Make Peace, is every Sunday afternoon starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And also, Rashid Salam, and also Instructor Abdul Shaheed on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. That's each and every Tuesday. They're on the Ramadan scheduled time for the month of Ramadan. It begins at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, is also on the Ramadan time, only for the month of Ramadan, with Dr. Patricia Slaudine and yours truly, Mark Shaheed, here. And that happens at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And we transpose the MGM Roundtable, Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And I have a very distinguished esteemed, one of our very scholarly learned imams right there in the Jewel of the South, where Quran is, my good brother and friend, Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman. And he will be addressing the theme of fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. And we'll also be talking about his new publication, The Message of Al-Islam, God, the Universe, and Man. You don't want to miss that dialogue that I have with him. And that happens at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Central Standard Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. That's this Saturday, Imam Rashid Rahman, assistant imam there in Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta Masjid there. One of our very scholarly learned imams will be joining me at the MGM Roundtable this Saturday. So let's get the information out, if you would. I would greatly appreciate it. So, Quran Shakir, I want to thank our radio listening audience first and foremost for being here and listening in. And I want a special thanks to you, Quran Shakir, for sharing your insight and wisdom each and every Thursday here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. So until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you, and a blessed Ramadan to all. As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Ramadan Mubarak.